Okay, guys, we'll start with questions on rule first. Joseph, is that you?
Oli, a tough game. Can you take us through the game? What did it go wrong? I know you guys tried to do your best, but with one guy down.
Yeah, I mean, I think obviously the red card just completely changes the game. I think we probably come into the game with a plan to press high and put them under pressure and, you know, really take the game to them from minute one. And, you know, I think when you get a red card in the 20th minute or the 25th minute, however early it was, and you have to play the rest of the game with 10 men, then obviously the plan changes a little bit. And then, you know, you try and absorb pressure and then, you know, take one or two chances if they come. And yeah, I just think that was how the game kind of panned out.
Even though you guys ended up with a win, but you guys never gave up. I saw a different game when Sissoko came up on the second half, Aparicio playing there. What's the chemistry with all those guys? I know you guys play well, but how is the chemistry building up?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's good. It's obviously tough when, you know, you've got one player less because you want to play a certain way and try and get on the ball, but I think you spend so much time defending that, you know, you're not really able to do that at times. But yeah, obviously we knew that we were going to need the players from the bench to come on and, you know, give us fresh legs and, you know, keep the energy high. And yeah, I thought we actually dealt with it very well with 10 men. You know, they had two shots. Yeah, they played 65 minutes with 10 men and they managed to record two shots, one on target, and it was a goal. So yeah, I'm not really sure what to say. I thought we dealt with them well. They didn't create anything. We didn't feel we were under pressure. You know, we made one silly mistake with a pass across our 18-yard box, and you know, we get punished. So yeah, that's football. But I thought we did our best.
Thank you.
Ollie, it seemed like for the first game, 25 minutes again before the red card, you guys are having some luck up top, especially in the intercept shot door 10-2 tonight. Eight of those inside the box, you guys just weren't having much luck with seeing the shots not be blocked, or I know a couple of them wide. Maybe your thoughts on sort of how that barrel went down tonight for you and the other guys in the attacking group
here. Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, it says a lot. Obviously, we created more chances than them, and we played over an hour with one less player. You know, obviously, we didn't take them, and probably some of them are half chances, but. No, I thought we obviously defended very well. It is tough when you've got to, you know, defend deep and then, you know, try and get up the pitch a man down, because you tend to spend all your energy, you know, making sure you don't concede. So, yeah, I think we can obviously be proud of the shift that we put in. But, you know, I think this stage of the season, you know, it's not about being proud. It's about kind of getting results. And I think even if we were able to take a point tonight, considering how the game went, I think we would have been, you know, satisfied with that.
And for the end of the season, again, like you said, has been, you know, ups and downs. You guys obviously still hold on to third place tonight, despite the loss of a point gap. Again, just with how important playoff positioning is in this league for the postseason, what does that entail for you guys heading into next week and into the final week?
Yeah, I think obviously we've got two games left, but I think from our point of view it's a little bit frustrating because we built up quite a large gap at the top of the league, you know, from the first half of the season, and to kind of see that, you know, drift away, and then, you know, obviously Forge ending up, you know, taking first, I think we're obviously disappointed because, you know, we wanted to push them as far as we could and, you know, really take it to the last game of the season. But yeah, I think for us now, obviously, the difference in this league between finishing second and third is huge in terms of the run to the final and the playoffs. So, yeah, two games left. All we can do is try to win both of them, and then, you know, hopefully the results go our way and we finish as high as possible.
Any more questions in the room for Rob?
Well, this York team has had terrible luck against Forge this season, and you seem to have had terrible luck against York. So in the playoffs, as he was talking about, is there not positioning, but just is there a teams you like to avoid, or just say bring them on as long as we have home field advantage?
Yeah, I mean, obviously Forge have predominantly done the best in the playoffs, you know, since the league started. But yeah, I think it's obviously just a knockout competition at the end of the day, and you know, there's eight teams in the league, and you know, top five make playoffs, and I think anyone can beat anyone on any given day. So I think home field advantage obviously plays a big role in that, but I think, you know, on the day it's just, you know, about controlling the small details and, you know, doing whatever you can to win, regardless of how well or badly you play. So yeah, obviously we'll be looking to try and do that, but obviously we want to finish high as possible to give ourselves the best chance.
Thank you. Any other questions in the room for Ollie?
I got a question for you. You were not able. You're going to the playoffs, but we were not able to find out how was your. Are you planning to sign another contract with Ottawa, or maybe are you planning to go to the League MX with St. Louis? It was your last stint over there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm out of contracts at the end of the season, and you know, I haven't really spoken, you know, too much about that at the minute. I think I just want to focus on these last few games and then, you know, try and win something for the football club, and then, you know, whatever happens in the off season happens, you know, wherever I stay. But yeah, obviously I've always said that, you know, I'd like to play at the highest level possible, and if that's here in Ottawa, then, you know, that's where I'll be. So yeah, we'll obviously see what happens. You know, anything can happen in football, and yeah, obviously I enjoy playing here, I love playing here, you know, I love the city and living here. So yeah, obviously I don't know what's going to happen in the future, but you know, I'm just enjoying my football, and you know, I've been enjoying it since, you know, since I came through the door. So yeah, we'll obviously see what happens in the off season, and yeah, we'll take it from there.
Good luck. Ollie, just might have one or two more to do.
Yeah.
Ask Ollie some questions.
Yes, thank you so much, Rob, from the Canadian Premier League. Congratulations on the day today, Ollie. You've got two games left in the season. You're unbeaten. Sorry, you've not won any of the last five. How important is it to go back to winning ways?
Yeah, I mean, it's huge, especially in a league that's only got eight teams. I think, you know, 3 points, you know, goes a very long way, because essentially you're taking points off, you know, other teams that are around you and chasing the same goals. So yeah, I think we've got two games left, two big games, one away at Forge, and then we finished at home to Vancouver. So yeah, it's obviously very important to finish the season strong and pick up as many points as possible. And then, yeah, it's obviously out of our hands in regards to finishing second. We can only take care of what we can, you know, control. So we'll obviously just want to win both of them and then see where we finish at the end of the year.
Okay. And yourself and Roberto Del Campo and Malu Fabla have been a very important axis for Atletico this season. I remember the game against Halifax earlier this season when you came back from 2-0 down to draw 2-2. You were, of course, integral to that. How important is it that you three rediscovered the chemistry that gave you that amazing form in the early season?
Yeah, I mean, I think going into playoffs, you know, we need everyone firing, you know, defence, midfielders and attackers. We need everyone kind of on the top of their game. But, you know, these are players that I enjoy playing with. You know, I played with Ruben now for the last year and a half. And, you know, me and Tabs have played together this season and then obviously in 2022 when we won the league. So, yeah, these are guys that I enjoy playing with, that kind of want to play the game the same way as me. And we kind of understand each other on the pitch. So yeah, we obviously want to get back to the best form and at the top of our game going into the postseason.
Thank you so much, Ollie.
Thank you, Coach Tom. Ian, over to you.
With the team not having a win since August 31st, what is the mood inside the dressing room with the rest of the team?
Yeah, I mean, we're still in a good position now. I think we're still third. We're 2 points away from second, and you know, we've got everything to play for. So obviously frustrating that kind of results aren't going our way, because we felt like we could have you know, picked up more points than we have over the last five games. But yeah, we're still in a good position going into the last two games of the season. So yeah, like I said, as long as we take care of our business and then hopefully results, you know, go our way elsewhere, I'm sure we'll be fine.
Okay, and then York seems to be the team that Ottawa has struggled the most against this year. Why do you think that is?
I don't know why. I think, yeah, you can look at the games we played against them this season, but I think if you solely look at tonight and you break down the game, considering we played 70 minutes with 10 men and we've limited them to two shots on target, and one on target being the goal. I don't think, obviously we can complain about the red card, but I think it's a red, considering, you know, the action. But yeah, I think we can be happy with how we defended, you know, after that. And you know, it's our mistake at the end of the day that's cost us. It's not well, two mistakes, obviously the red card and then the ball across the 18-yard box. But apart from that, you know, they created absolutely nothing. So yeah, we didn't feel threatened, and essentially we just kind of gave them one chance and they took it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ian.
Good. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
We'll start with questions in the first, and then we'll jump to Zoom. So, first question, Taylor or Carlos?
Carlos, I know just your thoughts on the game tonight. Obviously, not a great result, all things considered, but you guys still hold on to third place in the table, and you still have two more games left to go on the season.
Well, yeah, I think it was a difficult game to play. I think that we did plenty of things, and we had plenty of arguments to bring home more things than what we bring today to Ottawa. And yeah, we have to learn, because two big mistakes today are the responsibles of our loss here. You know, I think that the team, we can give a lot of credit to the effort that the team made, the players, the effort that they made, and the level of the game that we played today. I think that we played a high-level game with 10 players, nearly 70 minutes playing with 10 players. So a lot of credit to the effort of my players.
I want to ask about the red card, but obviously playing down 10 minutes is, as you noted, difficult for any club. You guys still made up pretty decently in terms of some of the things that Ollie was saying first half of the interview, but limiting Dorf to two shots, one on target. Unfortunately, one of them does end up in the back of the net. It's off of a mistake. Pass across the 18-yard box, which Scholl picks up. Just maybe your thoughts on how that all went down for Riverside.
Well, as I say, I think that the resume can be that two big mistakes today make us lose points here in York Lion Stadium. I think that we did enough things to bring home points. I think that the team had 10 shots, I think, and York only two. So playing with 10 players, 70 minutes, and being capable to reduce the threats of York. I didn't feel the threat until the goal. I didn't feel the threat of York. I think that they didn't have the tools to create. It was because of a mistake of us. And I felt that we had the chances with the 0-0 to score. I think that we had the chances with the 1-0 to score also. So, yeah, as I say, I'm not happy. Of course, I'm not, because we wanted to win today. But I think that we can bring home positive conclusions from what we did today.
Carlos, how proud are you from your team? Even though you guys ended up with 10 players, you guys never gave up. I see the chemistry, I see Aussie, all the guys were trying to put it together. How proud are you from the guys?
I'm very proud, you know, very proud, because I think that we showed that we were all on the same page. I saw a very committed team with high levels of discipline, putting every single player in every single action a lot of amount of effort. And a team with desire, you know, although we were 10 players, one down, I felt that we had the desire to go and win the game. So, as I say, I am very proud of the effort that my players put on the field. But I'm not happy, of course, because I think that today we deserve more.
We asked Aussie about his contract extension and setting up probably in the near future.
Do you mean with Ollie Bassett? Well, I don't know. I think that this sport is about thinking day by day, you know. Nothing is guaranteed, so what we have to do now is try to recover the team as soon as possible, take the positive things to the next game, and also take some learnings, because I think that today we made two big mistakes that are important learnings for playoff games. You know, we cannot afford to make this type of mistakes in the moment of the season that we are. So I think that now we have to think on Forge next game, continue with positive things and improve the details so that we can win in Hamilton.
Any more questions for
Carlos? Well, York has had a problem with Forge all season. They haven't beaten them, and you especially in the Morrow, New Benjamin Morrow era, have not beaten York. Is there now, except today?
No, we beat him. We beat him, George.
Well, yeah, but not. Yeah, that was the Marty
first match. first game of the season. We beat
them. Different coach, though.
Yeah.
Okay, so just with the except for today's game, we know the reason of the red card and that. But is there a problem beating York? Something about the way they play, and you know, what will you do? The are you trying to avoid them in the playoffs?
Not at all. No. Not at all. Not at all. You know, I think that York is probably the weakest team on the playoffs. Probably. They are the weakest team. They don't have so many tools, and the way and the proposal of their football make them be a team that in normal circumstances we have to win them.
Any other questions for Carlos? Joseph? Jacob, sorry, you were in first.
I just have noticed that was with York United today. So, but with the score that the person who scored from an error was from Jimbo, who's 16. What are your thoughts on Jimbo, who's rising up an occasion for the Canadian Premier League as a youth player?
You know, my thoughts are on my players, the reality. I have enough players, 25 on the squad, and my energies and my thoughts go for them. You know, I don't usually evaluate the players of opponent's team.
And also for your Atletico auto player, for Balut Sabla, your thoughts on him coming off from the bench and his performance?
Well, I think that today we wanted to have tools from the bench to impact the game. That's why we leave important pieces on the bench from the beginning in the 11. But, you know, the game changed in the minute 20, 25. So our plan went away. And Balu went out. And he gave a good version. He tried to help the team offensively, defensively, and he's a threat. But, I think that today, you know, I think that we cannot evaluate too much the game plan or the individual performance apart of the discipline, the commitment, the effort that they put. I think that it's not the best context to evaluate the levels of the player in terms of individual performance. I think that we have to take home the global picture. And the big picture is that we can be proud of the effort of the team.
Okay, sorry, Joseph, I gotta go to Zoom report to you. Carlos, a couple of questions for you.
Yeah.
Tom, over to you first.
Thank you so much, Coach. Welcome from the Canadian Premier League here. Unfortunately, you know, down to 10 minutes, 25 minutes, showed great resilience. Have you spoken since to the gentleman who's been unfortunately sent off? What's his thoughts on what's happened?
No. I haven't spoke at all with him. You know, I think that he's old enough to see what he's done and to learn, okay, from what he's done today. I think that you cannot give the opportunity to the referees to take a red card. I think that the player of York did it really well, because I don't know if there is contact or not. But even though, you cannot give the opportunity with that type of reaction, although he didn't touch him, I think, seeing the replay, I think that is one of the learnings that we take home today.
Okay, and now unfortunately Atletico are 5 games without a win. With the playoffs just around the corner, how important is it that you regain your form as soon as possible?
Yeah, well, I think that today focusing on the performance was good. You know, the result wasn't good enough, of course, but the performance was good. So I think that we can build from the performance of today. I think that we have 2 games still to grab this momentum and confidence in terms of victories, so that we can get into the playoffs in a good spot.
Okay, thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Let's go, Tom. Ian, over to you.
Hey, I'm Coach. How much did the red card impact the plan for the game, or change the plan for the game?
100%, Ian. You know, 100%. We wanted to to be a team, a proactive team that pressed in the opponent's field with a diamond. And when you lose a player, this is quite difficult, you know. So it changed it completely, 100% our game plan.
Okay. Tyler Walker was subbed off at halftime. They said that it was because he was holding his leg. Is there any update on him?
Yeah, he had a little bit of discomfort in his hamstring, so we prefer to don't keep pushing him and save him a little bit. So that's why we did this up.
Great. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ian. Appreciate it.
Thank you, everyone. See you.
All right. Recording stopped.